everyone, I'm Sharon.
And I'm Samantha.
And you're listening to
Life as it is.
This podcast is all about some very common things in life, like
love, music, passion, food, and much more.
We are going to take you down the memory lane,
where we will come up with some real-time experiences and try to be the girls next door. So stay tuned and keep listening to
Life as it is. So this is our first time that we're podcasting, our very first episode. I hope all of you love listening to this. So we would be taking you down the memory lane, where we as sisters, we're going to go down our memory lane, and we would see and so we're going to talk about some very common questions which were asked way in our childhood, and where we had these weird answers or some very encouraging answers that we had. We had so many ambitions that we wanted to pursue while we were at that age. So we're going to come up with all that. So can I ask you a question, where a few questions that you were asked by some aunties or uncles, where they would ask you like, what are you going to become when you grow big?
Oh my god, loads and loads of it.
And what would be your answer randomly?
I always as a child wanted to be a doctor. So my first answer was always like, I'm going to be a doctor. That was the only answer I knew, and I was always telling the same thing to everyone who asked me.
Well, but in my case, I guess it is a little different, because
I know you had loads of answers to tell everyone at each stage of life, guys. Sharon had different answers. Like, for a point of time, she wanted to be this, and then it was that, and then no, it was this. Oh my god, you only tell them, please.
Actually, I had a bucket list of things to do. First of all, I wanted to become an air hostess, where I was told that it would be only just for a certain age. Till a certain age, actually. Till you become 27 or 28 or 30, you'll be able to maintain your figure and you'll be able to be that fit and all that. So you could, that time it was told that way. So after that, I also planned the rest of the other part of my life, where it would be like, where I would be doing a radio jockey's job or something. I love to dress, so I thought maybe I'll become a fashion designer.
Yeah, you have this in mind as well.
Yeah, so it was so many things all put together, and it was me. But over the years, as years pass, of course, everybody's perception, everybody's thinking, everybody's way of approach towards life changes.
Very true.
And mine also has changed. I believe yours also has changed.
Yes, of course, a lot.
It has changed drastically now. So we are in different, way different things that we wanted to become or we wanted to be. We are way different people now. So I feel the change is good. What do you think?
Of course. Change is constant, as they say, and it's really good. It helps us to like improve as a person, I feel. Like if we are stuck in something, we'll always be the same old person, the same person that we are. And I feel that doesn't show any growth as a person or in your life. It doesn't make a lot of change. Like, if you don't have any change in life, I don't feel it's that interesting or that really good to have a feel. So I'll just say that change should be in each and everyone's life. And it is there, of course, in each and everyone's life. Like, no one plans that they should have some changes for this much time or after this time limit. They should have changes. No one will even think of having such things, but it just happens. It goes with the flow, I guess.
Time, yeah. So personally, to me, I feel that those changes were necessary, happened.
Very, very true.
Maybe career-wise, as a person, I grew over the years, and I feel it was very important to me. So this memory where people ask me these questions, and very innocently we keep answering them. A lot of our innocence is being shown, and it's really nice, you know, when to know what we wanted to become. So what changed your mind? I mean, how did it change, or how did it become like you into management and all that stuff? So how did all that change happen?
I just, course of time, the change happened. I wouldn't say that I planned for this change, as I spoke before about it. I didn't plan that I'll change my mind and not do become a doctor and all, but it just happened.
What was your main motive to become a doctor? Why, what was in your mind that you thought that, you know, I'll become a doctor? Or
as you can see the current situation, I do not want to bring up this topic because it's already like people come on such platforms as a relief, but since the current situation is so bad, and doctors are really important, and they play a major role in building a person's saving a person, I should say. But I always wanted to be that person. I wouldn't praise myself, but I wanted to be someone who'll help others. So I felt doctor was the best profession for me to be a doctor, so that I can reach out to people and help. And my main thing was that I'll open a free clinic for all the poor people. I used to say that when I was small, but I'm not doing any of it now. Anyways, but
want to become a cardiologist, I believe.
I wanted to become a cardiologist,
yeah.
But I don't know. It didn't happen. I guess life has certain things more than that, maybe.
Yeah, better.
Better things, yeah. Better things than that.
Yeah, I am really, you know, COVID has really made me realize, since you brought it up already. So it has made me realize that, you know, living your life to its fullest is very important.
Very, very true.
And especially when you have a long list of, when you have a long bucket list. Because you have only just one life and you need to fulfill all that. So, actually, when I was sitting in this COVID time and I was just thinking and, kind of thinking about my bucket list and what I should tick off a few things off it. I was just thinking that, you know, this radio jockey thing is there, and podcasting is something new. I just wanted to try it, and it's more like a radio jockey.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, very true.
So when I was thinking about all this, one of my friend, when I was doing my internship in a very renowned company, so he over there was, we were generally talking, and I remembered his words actually. I remembered my friend's words, which he told me a story where he talks about a agent, contractor and a civil engineer. So this contractor comes and he gives the civil engineer the contract and he tells him to build a bridge. So while he asks him to build the bridge, this guy, after a few days, it is his first time in his career, this was his first project. So what happens is that he goes and tells this agent that, you know, this is my first project, so can I write my name on the bridge? And this guy is like, he's very reluctant, he doesn't want to listen to him. He just says that, no, you can't do that, and I don't want you to write it. So this civil engineer, he goes back and he's like, okay, fine. After a few days, the contract is completed, the bridge is built, and then there was a mountain just very close to it. So this civil engineer takes the contractor up the mountain over there, and the civil engineer tells the contractor, come, we'll go up that mountain and we'll have a look from there, so that we'll have a good view of the bridge. So this man goes, this agent, he goes, but he's totally scared what the civil engineer is going to do.
He thought he'll push him down.
Yeah, he thought he'll push him down, man. So he had all kinds of thoughts. So he goes up there with a lot of fear, and then this civil engineer shows him the bridge. And to the contractor's surprise, the bridge is built. I mean, he said, do not write your name on the bridge, right? So he built the bridge on his name.
I get it. Like the writing, when you see from above, It is his
yeah,
name.
Yeah, it spells really. His name.
Oh my god, that's really, really nice.
That story just came in my mind. And I was like, yeah, he said that do it anyways. Whether if somebody tells you to not do something, or if they tell you like, this is not it, this you cannot do, or this you should not do, it didn't stop the person from doing it. So it was a beautiful story told by him, and that just randomly came in my mind. So I thought I should share it with you.
Yeah, it's a really good story actually. It's like whatever anyone tells you what you have to do, and if you are really feeling that you can do it, go for it. Do not bother with the people or the society or anyone else talking about anything. Because at the end of the day, you should not regret. Regret is such a thing that will eat you up eventually. So you should not regret. So go for it. Whatever you people are thinking of doing, just go for it. That's it.
Yeah. Totally, like, as if, you know, we'll conclude with this. And see you guys next time in our next podcast, where we will be talking about some different things.
Came up with this idea that let's end with a question. So we want it to be an interaction session between you people and us. So we do not want it to be like we speaking and only used to listening to us. So we want your response. We would appreciate an answer from y'all. So we came up with this idea that every since this is our first season, and since we want to interact with the audience, every week whenever we talk and or ever we post a podcast, we'll give you a question where you guys can reply to us by responding to us either through email, or we also have an Instagram account. So first I'll tell you all the question and then I'll get into the other details. So this week's question is, okay, so the question for this week is, what is the one thing that you all wanted to do when you people were younger? So, like when I was small, I wanted to be this, but now I'm not this. But some people are really fortunate. Like, when I was small, I wanted to be this, but now also I am doing this, so I'm really content. So, we would like to hear from y'all as well. So, y'all can contact or send your responses to us through our
email address, where you can email us at.
So, definitely, we would like to hear from y'all as well. So y'all can contact or send your responses to us through our
email address, where you can email us at lifeasitis1234@gmail.com. I repeat, it's lifeasitis1234@gmail.com.
Or y'all can also DM us on Instagram. Which
is much easier to do.
Yeah, people who don't have Instagram now as well, who do not have Instagram, so they can reach us through mail. So you can message us on Instagram, where we have a account, and the account's name is
podcast_Sharon SHARON_N_Samantha SAMANTHA. DM us, we would respond to it.
And we would love to hear from y'all as well, because we, as I said before, we want this to be an interaction session, and we would love to read all your responses. So guys, we are waiting eagerly.